Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. Today we are joined here with a supermodel.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
I was actually referring to Josie Canseco.
Hi, guys.
Victoria's Secret supernova fashion star and an amateur model, actually, Natalie.
She has the fucking dream job that I want. She has the fucking Sports Illustrated.
So. Wait, you haven't gotten a job Natalie's gotten?
I haven't done Sports Illustrated yet.
Are you kidding?
There you have it. There's something wrong with the world.
So long. Shut the fuck up. Natalie, you looked absolutely fucking amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
I know, I told you so many times. You look so good.
Do girls feel like they have to do that right away, Dave? Do you think you see that a lot? That girls, they
yeah,
go
they
out of their way.
Each other.
Yeah,
so
that's a sweater. It's they'll find something when they come in. But I would never do that to you. I'd never go, oh my God, I love your hat.
It's also really funny because, like when
I feel like you do that, by the way, to him. You're like,
I do that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suck David's dick. I have to.
I feel like, especially when like a girl comes in, like my dynamic with Natalie is like, there's not a moment I'm not shitting on her.
Really?
So it's like when a girl comes in, like Josie will just be like, no, come on, Natalie's beautiful.
No, we power each other. We just stick together. Sports Illustrated, I can't even talk today. Sorry.
Sports Illustrated is massive.
Long day, long morning. Sports Illustrated is massive. Sorry.
Do you remember where we met you?
First?
Yeah.
No.
You remember?
We met you at
Mike Studd's house. It was like a party. And
it was your birthday.
It was your birthday party.
Yeah, it was your birthday party. You would just like
at
walk.
At Mike's?
Yeah, yeah. Like there was like a ping pong table and everything. And you
oh,
were
beer
there.
Pong. It was like in Studio City. It was like
the house had
the big open area up top.
Yeah, on the flats. Yeah.
I don't remember because it was my birthday and I'm assuming I wouldn't remember my birthday.
No, but I remember I remember you just did, I think you just, she just did Victoria's
like
Secret.
A week or a couple days before.
Yes.
Yeah. So the show was on November 8th and my birthday was on the 5th. So I think right after that, we did a little vacation, celebrate, and then we came home and like did like a proper birthday.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like Natalie and I walked in, she just spit on us immediately. No,
I'm kidding. I never spit on anyone.
No, you were the sweetest. And I was really excited to meet you because you were like such, like I was seeing your shit like everywhere.
Yeah.
So then when we saw you, I was really excited. Yeah. Stop. And then I remember I saw you at Saddle Ranch another time. I think that was it.
Yeah, before it was like super oversaturated with like the whole TikTok community, we used to go and get a good little gang and go over there with me, you, we take sprinters and go. And DMX was playing pool in the back. It was iconic. Like,
he passed away.
I know.
That's so sad.
Legend. Yeah.
He passed away.
DMX.
Oh.
Jay, come on, bro.
I thought you said Max.
Okay.
Get with the times.
I know
Jason
DMX.
Nash.
But that's kind of the whole theme to this podcast is Jason Nash, get with the times.
What'd you say?
Can you hear us?
Hey, Josie, here, I have a question. What's the difference between your type of modeling and like someone doing like a Miss America pageant? Are they like completely different things? Like, you've never done anything like that. You've never done a pageant.
I've never done pageants. I would assume the process is similar in regards to like casting and going through different rounds of work to get to like the end goal.
But in your job, you're never standing there and they like ask you questions about how you change the world, right? If you were like the pageant queen.
No, it's not really about that. It's more so just like kind of keep your mouth shut and be our like little mannequin for the most part until you get to a certain level and then you start doing podcasts.
Ah.
Come on, views.
So this is the next level. Wow.
I mean, until you start like expressing yourself and just fucking opening your mouth and talking about things and being more of a personality, then yeah, modeling is pretty much just being someone else's vision and just being a doll.
And how'd you get your start?
My who?
Your start. Your start.
My how'd you get your start?
Well, it's just a simple question. It's such a basic question, but I'm interested.
I just didn't sound
how old
right
were you?
So my first kind of gig that like got me like a bit of a following, notoriety, I was 16 and I was actually got my like job in retail working at Brandy Melville. You remember Brandy Melville back in the day?
Of course,
you know, like,
yeah.
Kind of the most popping,
it's only like hot girls would shop there, right? Like if you're ugly.
Well, it's like a one size fits all brand.
The
yeah.
most controversial shit. They literally had signs in their brand and no like shitting on them exactly because like, you know.
Wait,
they
why
did
was it controversial?
Their sizes was one size fits most.
Oh, what the
fuck? How fucked up is that? If you think about it. Like, one size fits, and it was all like the girls that they were using were like, not to.
Damn, that makes me tear up just thinking about me going in there and not being able to fit into one of those things.
You couldn't finish it, David.
You break my heart. Are they still around? Did they change,
yeah,
they changed
around.
Their motto?
Yeah, I think when the internet, Instagram, and like social media was just kind of popping off, they just like had that thing.
Was this like a store that only hired models to work? Like only hired pretty people? Like Abercrombie only hires attractive people?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was pretty, but also like kind of relatable and fun and like kind of cheesy and smiley and giggly. That was my first, I worked in retail and I was like folding clothes, working there. And then they like scouted me to start modeling for them. And then I was probably the face of Brandy for... maybe almost a year.
Wait,
a year
that's
or so.
Fucking crazy. You just went into work for like a regular retail job. Mm-hmm. It's like you're getting a job at Wendy's and then Wendy's corporate being like, damn.
Yeah, similar.
She should be Wendy.
What?
She should be Wendy.
One meal feeds most.
Wow. Well done.
Yeah.
You went in to buy something and they made you a model?
No, I went in to get a job.
My mom was like, get a job. You're 16. It's time to fucking make some money. I was like, okay. So yeah. I went to Brandy Melville right in the promenade because I lived in the Palisades and it was just close by.
Yeah.
And went in there, got the job, probably because I was just like blonde and like, hi, I can fold clothes. Or like, you're hired. and got the job. And they're like, do you want to model for us? And started shooting me. And then one thing led to another.
I applied.
No, I'm here.
I applied where?
Well, at American Eagle. So it's kind of like the same shit.
I thought you could say Abercrombie.
I knew they were looking for good-looking people. So like I applied. My friend's mom.
You get it?
No. Well, my friend's mom was the person that was like doing the hiring. Mm-hmm. And she put in the best word for me. And then I went in to like do the whole interview. And for some reason, like I thought it was like all you had to be was friendly to get the job. And then she started asking me like to put outfits together. She's like, okay, I'm mother of... three comes in and her children are going to like a bat mitzvah. What would you put together here?
God.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I told her, I was like, my mom usually dresses me, but like, if you teach me where the things are in the store, I'll be able to point to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't get the job, even with
the proper training and everything?
No, well, they wouldn't even train me.
They didn't give a fuck. They're like, you gotta get out of here.
Yeah, so mine's kind of the opposite story of yours. Corporate.
You didn't get the gig.
Yeah, instead of reaching out and like promoting me, I wasn't even let on the team. But it is what it is.
That's unfortunate. But look, everything happens for a reason. Now you're
I would still love that job. I still go back once a year just because I would love to work there. But, you can't have everything, Josie.
You can.
Oh, well, ask Jason Nash. He begs to differ.
Are you kidding?
We went on an Aspen trip with Josie and like a completely new side of her was unlocked. Like she did this bit where she put this underwear bit. All over herself.
This bit. Wasn't a bit. I was just...
She sketched this out.
My plan is I had to get them on my side.
I don't know. She had underwear on her and she was just acting as a coat hanger. And I know it sounds so...
All of them. Like 30 pairs. Yeah, some of them were dirty, I'm sure. The ones on my head.
No, you were very brave with it. It was all of Ilya's too.
I
was talking about Ilya the other day. I was in his hotel room the other day. I hate to put him on blast right now. But bro, every time I walk into his hotel room... in the bathroom.
Why is he in a hotel room?
Well, because like when we travel.
Oh, okay. I was like, doesn't have a home here?
Every time I walk into his room, skid marks in the toilet.
Ew. And I did not know that.
And I only say that because you put his underwear like right on your face.
Thanks for making me feel so much better about just coming out of my shell and probably having poop on my head that night. Makes me feel great.
But yeah, no, Aspen was like probably one of the best. Jay, you should have come.
I wasn't invited. Thank you, Josie.
No, that was like surprisingly one of the better trips I've ever been on in my life. Incredible. What's what's the craziest experience you've been invited on because of your status? I also think not to be like sexist, but I think if you are a prettier girl, you get invited to way cooler shit.
There's definitely a privilege that comes with being like a hot little girl model running around LA who's like...
What's the craziest offers you've gotten to fly to places like... princes
whether
from
I've
Dubai.
Taken them or not.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that you've blown off because you're like, what the fuck? This is crazy, but I really want to do it.
I have, I don't know if it was like, I think maybe it was Dubai. I got offered $400,000 to like go and like stand alongside someone and I said no.
Well, hold on.
Moral wise, like I would literally rather be like broke and suffering than like crack my morals and like do something like that personally because
to stand alongside somebody.
No, but they say
who was
that
it, Hitler?
They say
the
that
fuck?
But like you never know getting that situation. Like also like there's something about like being taken care of by men that like gives me the fucking like chill. I just don't maybe it's the way I grew up and like how my family and mom and like maybe more personal reasons. I just like really hate the idea of like a man like taking care of me
right
or like paying for things for me and like I'm very very independent. Relationships are 50-50. I'm like, not. Mm-hmm. I don't want your money to go hang out with you. Like, I'd rather make that on my own.
And that was probably like the surface level request. And then when you get there, he's like, come you to just dinner not, and then come hang out.
Yeah, and then maybe try to hook up. And it's I mean, any guy who's trying to pay that to like fly a model out, like who knows where their intentions lie. And
Jay,
like,
you ever get those requests to be flown?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where have you been asked?
Dreamy little eyes.
Somebody offered me $30 to take a ride with them to Van Nuys once.
Oh. You went, didn't you?
I had to.
And you sucked
me. I needed the gas money.
And you sucked him off?
Huh?
And you had to suck him off?
That's none of your business. None of your business what happened in that Toyota Celica.
Natalie's underwear was just all bought out by the same guy on like her, what was it? On your
I was selling my clothes on Poshmark and this guy bought like 19 of my used sports bras.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
One guy,
yeah.
He's a sicko.
Yeah.
One of the guys is sitting
in
this room.
Maybe that's your thing.
One of us is guilty of that. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, and then this kind of goes along with, I feel like you've had like, you've interacted with the most crazy people from all over the industry. So like in the entertainment industry, like you've dated a lot of really famous people, right?
I've had 3 boyfriends.
What?
Yeah, I've had 3 like actual relationships that were like public. And it was Mike and then it was Brody and then Logan. Those are my only 3.
Can I ask one thing? I've always wanted to know this. Okay. Did you at one point date MGK? I don't, should I say something else?
No, I don't care. Oh. We were never in a relationship.
That's not
we,
the question, by the way. That's just the beginning. What? Thank you.
We were never in a relationship, but we definitely had a point of being exclusive and seeing each other. But it was also in the midst of me like living in New York and being in New York. So I think the long distance thing kind of messed with us. And then there was a night where he just kind of wasn't, I just like, it just wasn't it. It just
right,
wasn't
right. It. Okay, because I asked this because we were in Saddle Ranch and that's where I saw both you, that's where I met him for the first time, both you and him.
Kelsey's birthday. I remember that because he, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought you guys were dating, but you guys were both being so like out there with everybody as we're talking to everyone. And
yeah.
That was mind blowing because like the relationship, like when I think of a relationship, I think of like, don't look at another girl, like you're in a relationship, but you like.
That was our first time hanging out. We weren't even dating at that point. Okay. That was like the very start of us, of our kind of little thing.
Well, that's why I was like thinking about, okay, like maybe LA dating is like a lot more casual. Like you can like, I don't know. Like I feel like when you're dating someone, you have no freedoms.
Why are you sitting to the corner? You have no freedom.
I don't know. I guess I have like a bad interpretation of it. But what is it? What is dating like? What stages do you go through when you date somebody? So first, are you hanging out with them and you're getting their vibe? What, Jay?
Have you never been in a relationship?
No, not Jay. This place is like fucking the Wild West for dating. This is not like in the Midwest.
Really?
Yes, bro.
Like cold-blooded. Yeah.
Wait, explain that. Why do you have to be cold-blooded?
I just think that you can easily be dated for the wrong reasons. You can be. A lot of people here, just there's so many options that I feel like you have to have a little bit of a guard up for X amount of time until you get to a point where you know you can trust them. Like for a while, for like at least like a couple of months, personally, it takes me a while to trust someone and to know their intentions and to see if we connect enough to even like pursue things like sexually or in a relationship or anything. It's there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of beautiful men and women and it's, you know.
Do you think you're ever going to get married?
100%. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Oh.
Some people, do you think you're going to get married now?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, come on. It's my dream. I mean, maybe not all girls, but for me, I definitely can't wait to get married and have a family
have
and
kids.
Get the fuck out of the city. Like a whole normal thing. Get a farm, tons of animals, and have my long-term goals.
This leads me to my next question. Where's your favorite place in the world?
Okay, so.
Just say it. Give me the place.
First thing comes to my mind is Montana.
Damn it.
Oh,
why? Montana, or I mean, Paris is like Paris. Of course, it's Paris.
You posted a story 3 weeks ago, and it was like it was Montana geotagged, and you said my favorite place in the world, and I screenshotted it, and I was like, if I ever see Josie, I'm gonna ask her if it's really her favorite place in the world.
It is.
Yeah. Wow, you weren't fucking kidding. I thought you were just saying it for Instagram stories.
I go all the no.
But there you have it, folks. Josie is as honest as can be.
Yeah, but I'll be keeping my eye on her Instagram story, and you better believe I'll be watching.
Catch you one day, Miss Canseco.
It's real. I'm very authentic. I'm very transparent, which is
okay.
Easy to get.
Okay.
Like, that's that.
Passed the test.
Thanks, guys.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you want to feel how sweaty my hands are?
I'm so
bro, my hands are, no, but
you gotta turn on his lights, maybe?
I think they've been on too long.
I'm sweating.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really hot. I'm really sweaty too. I agree.
I'm hot.
I'm warm too. Muddy.
What do you want me to do? What should I touch? Or what do I?
touch my hands.
No, my hands are so sweaty. I can't.
Let me see.
No,
let me see.
No, you won't believe this.
Let me see.
Josie, your face is about to be
touch
fucking
it!
Rocked. And that sweaty hand cam for you guys. Welcome back to the
show.
Let me get some.
Yeah. No.
Gross. No. No, no.
Talking to the mic, what it feels like.
It's moist.
I mean, no, it's not.
It's like drip. It's like soggy now. I'm going to turn into a prune. That's how wet your hands
That's
are.
That's how bad it gets, especially when I'm interviewing people. And like,
smelt it. I'm sorry. Ew, Josie.
Well, it should be.
I'm a weirdo. Everything I like.
What does it smell like? What? It does not smell bad.
Stop.
No, it's just puking. Does it smell bad? No, I'm insecure.
I'm a weirdo. I was dating this guy who was wearing Invisalign, and I saw his Invisalign on the table, and I was like,
oh, you gotta sniff Invisalign.
I just like to know, you
bro,
know?
I hate when people's Invisalign smells like corn. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ew, what the
corn?
Oh, that's like a normal thing. When you take stuff out of your teeth, it smells like corn. It's fucking disgusting.
Corn?
Yeah,
is that the scent, though?
It's like a
I'm like still bothered by this moist hand.
Hey, you wanted it.
I did want it.
You asked for it. Sorry. All right, what's your...
touch the stove to know it's hot, you know?
This, you're really going to have to channel this because I feel like you have way too many, but what's your craziest craziest celeb encounter or craziest party experience?
Okay. Actually, this one happened kind of recently.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it was fucking wild. So I went to... Well,
you hyped it up.
Am I supposed to like name...
Sorry.
Am I supposed to like name names and stuff?
If you feel comfortable, you don't have to.
Okay.
You can just say like A-list, superstar, megastar.
So I went to an A-list actor's birthday.
What's his name?
I think it's like that hidden of a thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, so and, the A-list actor.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see where the story goes, and then we'll bleep his name out if it gets
done. Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's all good.
Oh, okay.
But the most iconic environment I think I've been in general, I was at his birthday, and it was like... not too big. It was like more of like his private, like close family and friends. And I've known him and his friend Reza, who like knows my mom, like just kind of family circle shit. Went there, and at one point, I saw myself standing in a corner by a bar with LeBron James, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. And I was like, I was just like, Jay-Z and Beyonce too, all three of them. And I'm just like there at the bar waiting for a drink, and they're just right next to me, all three of them. And I'm like, is this fucking real life? Like
they,
the amount
they were
of talent
waiting
in this room.
They were waiting.
And they were just like, they were like the top of the top. There was also like all the most iconic human beings of all time there. And the acting industry, the music world, like you can imagine who else was there. Jay-Z, Beyonce, and LeBron are all like kicking
it. What is that like to be in a room with like the most elite people? Like, is it nerve-wracking? Is it fun?
It's not nerve-wracking necessarily. I think just being raised in LA and always kind of being around that environment.
Right, so you're used to it.
Yeah, and they're human, so I think the way I perceive it is just kind of like, but it's also like inspiring.
Those three are actually the furthest from human. Jay-Z, Beyonce, and LeBron are like probably the furthest people from humans.
I feel like I'm around a lot of people just being in LA and whatever.
What do they do when they stand in the corner? Do they hover or are they standing?
They're all just like talking shit about everyone. Like,
are they like
they were just kicking it off the ground? They were Snoop Dogg performed. Like it was everyone was just having a good time and just chilling.
It's like an intimate party.
Very intimate. It was probably like, excuse me, it was maybe like 100 people, 150.
Wow.
I wonder what like Beyonce and Jay-Z think when they're like leaving their house. Like,
I can't even believe they leave their house. Imagine being at that upper echelon of like a human being. Like, you can't do shit.
But like, what is it like? Like, is it like, honey, did you,
should I get them on the podcast? Grab the keys.
Yes, actually, that's you ruined our next guest.
That's the goal. Yes. Plot twist, Jay-Z.
Right after you, we got to wrap up here because they're walking in.
Yeah, my chopped liver?
I don't even think anybody has interviewed them together. I haven't even seen that.
I don't think so.
At this point, they're probably just like, they don't want to do shit. I would assume they like press-wise.
Who cares?
They've been through so much. I'm sure they
and
just
it's so cool because like they could stop now and no one will be like, where have they been? Like everyone will just be like, they've already like cemented themselves into like that world where they'll be cool forever.
Mm-hmm. Right, true. That was my moment though. And I was like, wow.
Have you ever walked up to anybody like that status that you were just like, fuck it. Like, I have to meet this person. I want this person. I want to date this person. I want to talk to them, whatever it is. Like, have you ever done that?
I'm obsessed with you, Mom. It's my favorite mom on the planet.
I guess too, Josie. You're the best. I like that you smelled David's hands. That's probably the best thing about you. All your accomplishments, that is the best.
Really, this is scratching the surface. It gets really more real.
Oh, right on.
What was the question?
Like, is there anybody that you were like scared to meet that like you had to build up the courage to meet and it was like very great or very poor or whatever it was?
I'm trying to think. I definitely don't think I've been the one to go, oh, fuck.
Has anyone cool come up to you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Right. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, look at me, Jason.
Josie, is it safe to say that at least 70% of like entertainers, whether they're basketball players, baseball players, have slid into your DMs? That's honestly safe
to
say.
I sound like a fucking little snooty bitch if I say yes.
But Josie, you're...
But the answer is no.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
you should do a podcast called The DM Report.
That's insane.
Genius. Can you be my co-host?
Yeah, sure.
Please. Could you do this?
Your DMs.
You should invite the people over that have DM'd you and give them a shot on a podcast.
Yeah.
And see if they're worthy of like taking you out on a date.
Really good.
That's kind of genius, but I feel like I don't know if they'd agree to that and like put themselves on blast.
I'd be so overwhelmed. Like I'm
right. Hey, you DM me. Like just come to my sit in my room. Let's see what you got.
No, I'm saying I'd just be overwhelmed in general. Like receiving that many DMs. Like I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'd feel like I need to like meet everybody. I need to hang out with everybody.
You are David Dobrik. I know the DMs you get is like unreal.
I'm not a pretty girl.
You pull bitches. You pull bitches. But
there's also a level where he taps out and you don't. You know what I mean?
You calling me a whore?
No,
he's not.
He takes some time off. You on the other
David doesn't sleep with everybody like you do, you fucking slut. Jesus Christ. No, I mean David.
There's a level where David has standards. No,
Robert Downey Jr. A big Hollywood actor is not DMing David. They don't give a fuck.
Someone in love with you and shit.
Yeah, very, when you're like a pretty girl, I feel like any guy will want to talk to you. You know what I mean? But like, not any girl or any guy will want to talk to me. That's a completely...
Don't
like
put yourself down like that.
You have a completely new level of like receiving DMs that is like...
Maybe.
Can I see your phone? I won't read it out loud. Can I just see the top requests?
Yeah.
Oh. It's Jason.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ.
It might be kind of random.
Yo, I'm back. I'm in LA only for two nights.
I know, just like...
Trying to keep it low-key.
I don't know. These are just
staying at the SLS.
These are just unanswered. Some of them I've answered, but I'm also not like a big.
How is it, Dave?
DM. Also, I've noticed a lot of people, like when you go to message them, it'll be like accept, and then there won't be a message there. So like people who have messaged me.
No, they've unsent it.
And then they unsent it, and I'm just like, that's even more awkward because now I can see that you messaged me.
Wow, this is like five of the LA Lakers.
Shut
up. Oh,
two astronauts.
It's glitching, so it doesn't actually show me.
I know, it's showing like high ones.
Three former presidents.
It's kind of weird. I don't know if it's
this girl's pretty. Can I respond to her?
David, I give you permission. I give you permission to respond to whoever you want.
Hey,
you get one response.
Wow. Okay.
Be like, hey, hook up with at David Dobrik. Send a picture of yourself.
Hook up with this guy. This is
that's really cool. Good for you. When you spend the night with somebody, do you like to leave right away or do you leave in the morning?
So I like people coming to me.
Oh, nice.
I don't like to go to their place.
And then they make the decision, or how do you tell them to leave? Do you make up like I have a meeting early in the morning?
So if they don't get the vibe in the morning, like I'm just not like, if we wake up in the morning, we have a fun night, we drink, and you stay at mine, and we hang out, whatever, which also like, we don't hook up. Okay, promise.
Of course.
But they hang out, and then in the morning, if they don't know, then I'm just like, oh yeah, you know, I gotta go. I gotta go to my mom's, like I gotta go like do something. I'll just make something up and be like, yeah, I gotta go run some errands, do this. And they'll be like, oh, okay, bet, like cool. Like, and then they'll like wait for me to leave, and I'm like, yeah, so like, you know, I got to go. Like, have a good day though. Like, good. And they're like, oh, okay.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just imagining you like in her robe making eggs.
Do not make eggs.
And like fluffy pink slippers. Like, oh, okay.
Overstaying my welcome.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Do you need to go to your mom? Well, if you're back in 20, you won't miss the eggs.
okay. You David, you can say.
What happens if you wake up in the morning? It's like 9 a.m. and you really have to poop. Like, then what do you do? Do you kick the boy out? Or do you have a secondary bathroom?
Okay, you know, secondary bathroom. Okay, I have a trick. I don't want to incriminate myself.
Thank you,
my gosh.
Just do it.
No!
Everyone needs to know it, so they have
no,
their own trick.
No, but then now, going forward, the guys are going to know my trick.
No, I doubt the guys that you're seeing. DiCaprio isn't watching this vlog.
I don't care about him.
Okay, go.
I took a shit right on his face once.
You really took it there, didn't you? So aggressive.
I had to.
That was great.
Thanks for the TikTok we just made.
What's the secret?
The secret is that I'm going to go take a shower. I'm just going to go like spend some time in the bathroom, which I do take a shower in the morning.
That's not that big of a secret. And then you poop?
Yeah.
And you flush immediately when it hits.
Oh my God.
No, and then that.
In jail?
Wait, why?
I don't know. Isn't that a thing in jail? You have to like.
No, actually.
So you don't stink up the fucking whole thing?
One of the prettiest girls in our high school, Courtney, shout out to you, told me that when she poops.
Oh my God.
She flushes it immediately when
I'm
it hits.
I'm not stressed out about it. I'm just like taking really? My time. I'm in the shower.
Because that way you can't smell it or you don't hear it.
Can we stop talking about poop?
Yeah. Like right when it hits.
Flash.
Right on.
Wow, we are hitting the hard-hitting questions here today.
I think it's really
God. You're going to clickbait me like Josie poops.
Josie shits. Josie has diarrhea.
Fart. You're talking about poop. Why do you want these fucking...
We talked to Josie sweating. About JC, Beyonce, and diarrhea. Hey, man, I have bad news.
Okay, hold on. Let me get ready.
It's not the worst, but it's like...
Switching co-hosts?
No. That would be good news. We just still haven't found anybody.
Oh. How's the search going? What's going on? I didn't find anybody.
It's good. It's a lot tougher than you would think. But it's nice that you're down to kick it until then.
Listen, I'm always here until you need me.
Because normally people would be like upset. They'd be like, I'm out if you're already trying to replace me. But you're just like, as long as I can be here even for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like coming to the house, you know. What, nice break.
What the actual news is, well, it's not really news, to be honest. I just had my friend over. Madison was over, and she brought her dog.
Yeah.
And
oh, Joe told me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
That's why I don't bring my dog over.
Look, every time someone brings their dog over, it's a new dog, so yeah. I have no beef with the dog whatsoever.
Sure.
So
clean slate with the dog.
Clean slate with the dog.
Of course.
So I'm just like, and then I start to think, okay, maybe I can own a dog. And she has like a golden doodle type situation, which is like, she's like basically hypoallergenic. So it's like the dog for me. He looks really cool. We put pizza on the ground. It doesn't touch the pizza. And I'm like, why is he not eating? And she's like, I've taught him not to eat like people's food, and he's so respectful. Like pizzas, okay, we're in the hot tub because the pizza is like literally on the ground, like his perfect for him to start chewing on with his little nozzle.
Yeah.
And he doesn't touch it, so I'm like, okay, maybe I'm like coming around to this guy. Like maybe I could have a dog for myself, maybe even two, because of how well this is going. And then we're finishing up our little hot tub time, and my buddy goes, "Can you look at what's in his mouth?" And there's a string hanging out of his mouth. And her dog has now went into the trash and eaten a tampon.
Oh, my God.
A bloody tampon.
Oh, gosh.
It's bloody. So there's blood dripping on the floor. And somehow, even though the entire time I was looking at the dog, he was outside. But somehow he got blood on the cloud couch.
I heard he was on the couch with it. He went all over and tried.
But it's fucking crazy. Like, I'm over here like, this dog's amazing, not touching the pepperoni pizza.
Why didn't you flush your tampon?
I'd like to collect mine. No, yeah. I don't know. Are you supposed to flush those?
Well, that was what somebody said you're not supposed to, and then somebody said that you are.
And then I texted Taylor and Natalie. I was like, somebody's on the couch. but it was none of them. It's like a communal bathroom, so many people walk through that place. So it could have literally been anybody, which kind of spooks me.
Hates pizza, loves Tampax.
Yeah. Jay, listen to this fucking asshole. This guy right here.
Who?
David.
Oh.
Oh, great.
He Please. Comes up to my room like 15 minutes ago. I'm in the shower. Knocks on my door, right? Yeah, Dave. Ew, come downstairs and tell me those dumb fucking stupid facts that you say on your podcast.
That's not what I said.
That's almost word for you. Honestly, what you said is go downstairs and tell me those dumb facts that you say on your podcast. And it's like,
because that's how you, I did say that. I'm guilty. But like, that's how you refer to them. Like, stupid facts.
Yeah, but you said it like such a rushed way where it was like...
Well, yeah, I know, because...
come downstairs and be the total asshole that you are.
Yeah.
Yo, come downstairs. Be an idiot. Yeah, no. Ilya's like... On my For You page, I always see like stuff from his podcast, and it's just like stupid facts.
I mean,
even now, I can't refer to it as anything else.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear one of my stupid facts?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Vincent Van Gogh...
Oh, God damn it. So you admit they're stupid facts.
Vincent Van Gogh was alive when Nintendo was created, when Nintendo was founded. That's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
In the 1800s. Nintendo was founded in 1889.
As what?
As Nintendo.
I don't know what the... What did it do? I don't know what part of the fun fact is. Is it that Nintendo's so old or Van Gogh so recent? Which one is the...
Nintendo's so old.
Oh, I took it more as Van Gogh so recent.
No, I mean, I had no idea.
What was Nintendo making in the 1880s?
I have no idea.
They're just like, we're going to do video games in like 100 years.
That's where the fact stops.
No. I mean,
it took them 100 years to get video games?
Yeah, I mean, they were just...
Fun facts with no research featuring Ilya Fedorovich.
No, I don't know what they were doing, but I just thought it was cool like how a company like that existed during his time.
Give me another one.
You know, there's no polite way to say I wasn't talking to you. Like, try to say it.
Try to say it.
In a polite way.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, my God. Wow. Did you try to make yourself sound like an asshole?
That actually hurt.
Yeah. Well, it's like this. It's like, this is how it actually goes. Watch this. Yeah. Jason, you're a fat fuck. Oh, I wasn't talking to you. See?
That's pretty good.
There you go.
I mean, when you put it in context, yeah.
I just busted your myth.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a myth because technically you still can't say it without...
I literally just said it in a nice way.
Yeah, I understand that, but you put context behind it.
Okay, so no context?
No context, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
That's still kind of rude.
Oh, man, that's a fun fact. Bro, you're a genius.
Yo, check this out. So this is a hat. I'm going to show what it says in a second, but I'm going to put this hat on when we open the 1,000th Dobrik's location. Okay. This is the only time.
Yo, these podcasts are going to edit so sad in about 10 years. Yeah. When our first location goes bankrupt and it's just still going. Yeah. When we open our 1,000th, when we're billionaires, when the pizza is the world number one pizza in the world. No, I have faith. I need to put anything I do down for it to be good.
Right.
What is 1,000 locations is a lot.
I'm going to put it on one time right now.
It's going to disintegrate.
And then on the
don't put it on now because it'll be bad luck.
Okay. So I'm going to put it on 1,000th location.
It's a pizza. The hat says pizza.
And I'm going to put it in like a case, like a clear case. And I'm going to say 1,000th location hat and we can break it.
It's not even our colors for Dobrik's.
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
It's still cool.
Where did you just find it?
We got sent to it by a fan.
Oh, that's sick.
Anyways, yeah.
Damn.
You have one too, by the way.
I'm going to put it on right away.
When's it open?
Hopefully July. I want to try to do it by Dave's birthday.
Wait, why are you saying that all of a sudden? Because you were saying like, I guess August is close. You were saying August.
I'm really going to try to push for July.
Yeah, if we could get it open on my birthday.
Your birthday.
Birthday would be sick, huh?
Ilya's promised me a Ferrari.
Yeah. If what? If you get ripped?
Yeah, if I get into really, really good shape.
Okay.
And it's not even like a base Ferrari he promised me. You promised me like a...
An F8. I mean...
Yeah, like a really nice Ferrari.
So why don't you do it?
I have no idea.
You really hate working out.
It's not that. It's just meals are so important to me. Like being able to eat a burger like once or twice a day and then having pasta at night is like... That's what
you have to sacrifice to be able to achieve your goal of getting a Ferrari. I mean,
I know the Ferrari thing is fucking stupid. That there's no excuse for me not to do that. Like, who in the right mind gets a deal like, if you get healthy, I'll get you a Ferrari? Like, it literally makes no sense. Like, and I'm still not doing it.
I can't believe you're not doing it.
I will.
You don't care about cars, though.
I do if it's gifted.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. If I can tell people that I got it as a gift, it to me is cooler than saying I bought it.
Uh-huh.
Because people hate that. People fucking hate receiving cars as gifts. Uh-huh. But like, that is like a flex. Like, if I ever get like a gift as a car, like, I want to be able to be like, I didn't pay for this. My friend bought it for me. Because then it's like, one, it's a conversation starter. And two, it's like, bro, how close are you with these fucking friends? What's going on? Like, I think that's sick.
And no one's bought Dave a car, so it'd be really fucking dope.
Yeah,
it kind of sucks.
No one's bought me a car.
No, but it kind of sucks that it's not coming as
we're crying.
Hey, you didn't know?
How can that be?
It kind of sucks that it's not coming as a surprise.
No, Mountain Dew gave
everyone so many cars.
Mountain Dew gave me a car once.
Did you give it to Jonah the next day?
The pink Beetle.
It was like a pink like convertible. But I gave it to Jonah because like
Steve will do it. Bought you a car?
Oh, Steve will do it. Bought me a car. My God.
None of your friends buy you a car. None of your close friends. Yeah.
Right.
Fuck. Well, thank you, Steve.
I sent Wyatt to private school instead.
It's worth it. As long as he's far away from us, it's like getting a car for me.
Also, I know
you watch these religiously.
Well, he's just...
He doesn't watch.
He doesn't watch them, but he will in like 5 years. He'll find a compilation of Jason Nash shitting on his son. And it's going to be so, like, it's just going to have, like, the audio snippets, too. Because, you know, you can date this back from, like, our first podcast.
Yeah. Now that you said it, someone's going to make
boy,
it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that is true. Fuck.
Yeah, but Wyatt, just know, add this at the end of the compilation, whoever's making it now.
Yeah.
We love you, Wyatt. It's all jokes.
Honestly, in the middle would be nice, too, just in case he doesn't make it to the end.
Or even at the beginning. Wyatt, if you're, Wyatt, welcome to the compilation of us shitting on you. this is obviously fan-made. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining. Thanks for Josie for coming on. Natalie, Ilya, Jason, Dave, that's me. Thank you for everyone being here. We'll see you guys next week on the Views Podcast. My name is Jeff. Bye.